Number 5. Education.
Our lecture today will focus on success. In particular, I'd like to explain how experts define success in children with learning disabilities. Did everyone read the article by Dr. Marshall Raskind? Most of what I will talk about today comes out of that article I gave you. It was the article, or interview really, in which Dr. Raskind talked about how to define success for different kids. In the interview, Dr. Raskind was asked two questions. First, he was asked to define what success is. Secondly, he was asked to provide a description of how kids with disabilities become successful adults. These are two interesting and not so easy questions to answer. Let's start with Dr. Raskind's definition of success. Dr. Raskind told the interviewer that success means different things to different people. However, he gave the interviewer a long list of factors that seem to be common among successful people. These factors include, having strong family ties, having supportive friends, being loved, being physically and mentally healthy, and having financial security. Also, successful people generally have a feeling of meaning in their life. Dr. Raskind pointed out that not all of these factors must be present to be successful. Nonetheless, a very successful person might have most of these factors: strong family ties, good friends, good health, money, love, and meaning in his or her life. So, these are the factors that determine success in normal people. What about people with learning disabilities? Dr. Raskind, as well as many other researchers, has done studies to determine the success factors for people with learning disabilities. The factors that have been identified with success for the learning disabled are a little different. Those factors of success include self-awareness, perseverance, support systems, and emotional coping strategies. Remember, as with other people, not all of these factors have to be present. Also, these success factors do not guarantee that a learning disabled person will be successful. However, they do increase their chances of success. Therefore, friends and family of a person with a learning disability should try to help the person be self-aware, choose his or her own actions, and persevere, all the while encouraging him or her emotionally as well. It's important to remember that success factors for the two groups are slightly different. Not all factors have to be present in a person's life for them to be successful. Lastly, while these factors increase a person's chances for a successful life, success is a subjective measure.
1. What is the lecture mainly about? Two. How does the professor emphasize his point about differing success factors? Three. What are the main ideas in the presentation? Choose three answers. Four. Why does the professor say this?
It's important to remember that success factors for the two groups are slightly different.